Welcome to Legislative Report with Lancaster County Representative Stephen Menser. And Representative Menser, it's Friday morning, December 18th, when we are recording this report, and Pennsylvania is still without a state budget. Can you give us a status report on budget negotiations to this point?
I sure can, Greg. We've been up here for the past 2 weeks, working pretty solidly, including Sunday evenings. And at this point, what's happening is there's a proposal to raise either the sales tax or the personal income tax to generate $1 billion in revenue. And the governor's office, along with Democrat leaders, are trying to find some votes in the Republican caucus. Now, it's going to be a challenge for them because people like myself, people from Lancaster County, do not really have an appetite for the kind of personal income tax and sales taxes that they're seeking, basically because a lot of that funding does not come back to Lancaster County.
Now, House Speaker Terzai says if the governor doesn't get enough votes for his proposal, that he's talking with Senate leaders about passing a short-term spending bill. Do you have any details available about what a short-term spending plan might look like?
I think what that'll look like is the line items from last year's budget would be used as a budget that would be good for about 10 or 11 months. That would allow funding to flow to our schools and our social service agencies. Because as you remember, Greg, back in June 30th, the governor executed a total veto on our budget. And not a line item veto, but a total veto. That's what's caused this restriction of funding flow to the education and social service agencies.
What about pension reform and liquor privatization? That is two items that were supposed to be part of this budget framework. And where do we stand with pension reform and with liquor privatization for Pennsylvania?
Well, like you said, Greg, it's Friday morning, and about 15 minutes from now, I'll be going up into the session hall, and we will be debating a plan for pension reform. It's quite a compromise from its original form, which we sent to the Senate about 2-3 months ago. So that's on the agenda for today. Liquor is another situation. The situation there is that many of us feel that the proposal now does not get us completely out of the wine and spirit sales and distribution.
And let me just ask you quickly about the possibility of internet gambling. There was talk about maybe taxing expanded gambling in Pennsylvania to bring in revenue. Where does that stand?
Well, we voted on a couple of those bills last week, and they did pass. The first bill passed narrowly, of course, without any support from Lancaster County representatives. So, unfortunately, from my standpoint, it looks like we may see some form of expanded gambling in Pennsylvania.
And in our closing moments, Representative Menser, next week is the Christmas holiday, and of course, New Year's is fast approaching. So, would you like to send some holiday wishes to the listeners?
Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, even though that is not the politically correct way to say it, but I hope everybody enjoys their holidays with their family.
Well, thank you, Representative Menser. A blessed holiday to you, and thank you for being with us on another Legislative Report.